Hey, Mom. So I really wanted to connect with my daughter and help her grow closer to Jesus. But finding age-appropriate tools wasn't happening until I discovered the True Girl subscription box. Each box is packed with biblically-based tools like a mom and daughter date, devos written just for girls, and curated gifts and surprises. My daughter can't wait for each box to arrive. And hey, I found myself digging into God's word more as a result. Check it out at mytruegirl.com.
The all-new True Girl Crazy Hair Tour is coming. The Crazy Hair Tour is a one-night event for moms and tween daughters. You'll laugh, dance, play games, enjoy a fashion show, and hear solid biblical teaching on being totally crazy for Jesus. You and your daughter will learn how to care more about what God thinks than what the world thinks. True Girl's Crazy Hair Tour.
I am a true girl. Welcome to the True Girl Momcast, where we'll learn a lot, laugh a little, and have biblical conversation about raising daughters because motherhood is hard. But guess what? You are not alone. I'm Shani McKenzie. What if I told you that nearly half of girls experience relational aggression in a single month? And for some, it happens every single day. Mocking, teasing, and mean girl moments often peak between the ages of 8 and 12. But here's the thing. We can help our daughters fight back, not with more cruelty, but with something truly powerful, kindness. Kind words really do have power. In fact, Shanti Feldhahn, the author of The Kindness Challenge, says 89% of relationships improve when just one person exercises kindness. In today's episode, we'll have some thoughts from Shanti, the queen of kindness herself. Plus, we're issuing a kindness challenge to you and your girl. And we're handing out everything you need to make it happen as part of this month's True Girl subscription box. So let's dive in. First up, Dan is here to unpack the power of kindness with a scripture snack. And then she and I will break it all down with practical steps to start that kindness challenge in your home. Dana, let's do this.
Shani, I have to tell you something. When I was getting ready, when I was writing this episode, I was writing this scripture snack, it was actually 2 months ago. So I was Christmas shopping for food for Christmas Day, last minute.
Oh.
And they were out of pecans at Walmart.
Aww.
No pecans for my sticky rolls that I make every Christmas morning. What are you going to do? And
what
you know what
it
reminded
do?
Me of? I had no pecans. I was the mom, true confession, that always got to the school Walmart for school supplies when all the school supplies were already sold out. Or the other thing I remember is snow boots and snow pants.
Listen.
Always sold out. I waited till the day it snowed to go get those things.
Listen, no condemnation. It's okay. I have been there too many times. I don't even want to admit how many times.
That was me.
Now I just buy for the next year.
Now, so then you're prepared. Okay. So the point is, I'm saying this, is that we so want our kids to be prepared with the school supplies, with the snow boots, with all the things. Mm-hmm. Do we make the same effort and have the same concern about getting them prepared for moments in their life that every kid's going to face, but we really don't want them to face? I'm talking about when your best friend isn't so best.
Ugh.
I'm talking about when that teammate on the team is a bully.
Yes.
Class A bully. Are we preparing our kids for those moments? That's what we want to address today on the podcast. And listen, I have a 31-year-old daughter who still has scars on the back of her heels from bullies in middle school.
Yeah.
Like, this is a real thing.
And Dana, you wrote a beautiful, beautiful card for my daughter.
Mm.
Oh, my baby girl, my 13-year-old. And she was experiencing some meanness at school from someone who's a frenemy. And that really, really helped her.
Well, it broke my heart.
Thank you so much.
I wanted her to be prepared with spiritual truth about that. And to know that I was praying for her.
Yes.
And I do want to say this. This is my disclaimer on what we're going to do today. Sometimes it needs to be addressed. Sometimes you need to tell the authorities so that they can intervene. But even when that happens, those relationships still exist. Yep. That best friend is still in your classroom, or that classmate is still in your classroom, or that sports team member is still on the sports team,
still
right?
Still there, yeah.
So what we want to do, ask the question is, how can we make those relationships better? Whether they're the kind that need to be addressed with the formalities, or whether the kind that just have to be eked out and survived. Mm-hmm. Can the relationships be made better?
Yeah.
And I had the privilege of talking with the queen of kindness herself, Shanti Feldhahn.
Oh, she's great.
She's a wonderful author, statistician, who really not only wrote the book on kindness called The Kindness Challenge, which I love. I've read it three times.
Yeah.
But also just measured the statistics of the impact on kindness in a relationship when it's just practiced from one side. I had the opportunity to interview her for Revive Our Hearts. I want you to hear a piece of that conversation with Shanti Feldhahn. And I had just asked her this question. How dramatic were the results in relationships as they applied intentional kindness for a short period of time?
Very dramatic. It is really unusual in social science to see really big impacts for something that's just done for a few weeks, which is what this is. But we found that it didn't matter whether it was marriage or your colleague who's driving you nuts or your mother-in-law or whatever, 89% of relationships improved. You don't see numbers like that. Like, it seems
that's
impossible.
That's mind-blowing. Yeah.
It is. And yet, once I actually thought about it, I realized that actually makes perfect sense, because what this is doing, it isn't just something that's like, you know, changing the temperature of the relationship and making another person feel good. Like, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
But the biggest thing that this is doing is changing you.
Yeah.
And it makes perfect sense that most relationships would improve if that's happening.
Right. Exactly. I was reading this story of David and Abigail the other day. And, you know, of course, David is coming to pretty much decimate her husband because he's a very unkind man, Nabal. And what does she do when she approaches David and she knows his armies are coming with destruction? Like, she brings him food. That's kind. She bows before him, which, you know, that was just a sign of like respect. And then she says, "What a good king you are." She uses kindness and she disarms what could have been a terrible battle. Such power. In fact, you call it a superpower.
Yeah.
Why'd you choose that word? Superpower.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think, give enough credit to how unbelievably supernatural the impact of kindness is. And we see all of these amazing impacts that happen in our heart and the hearts of other people. And we just don't recognize that there is something just as supernatural that God does to work through that act of kindness or withholding unkindness, which I want to talk about at some point, because that's really the big deal for a lot of us. We think we're kind. We don't realize we're unkind. And God does something really miraculous. And what we found, for example, is that it makes you, one of the things we say is it makes you bulletproof, right? Like every superhero, you know, we want somebody who's bulletproof. And it's funny when you think about that. When someone is being mean to you, they are generally, think of it as they're firing bullets at you and they're hitting, right? Like, it hurts. Like, whatever they're doing is driving you nuts. And kindness, in this very weird, supernatural way, when you choose to be kind to that person, regardless, like the person who's cutting in line on the highway when you've been waiting to get off at an exit and somebody scoots in, and I don't know about you, but I'm like, I just want to pull up on the bumper of the car in front of me and be like, no, you didn't. But, yeah. And that's that person firing bullets and they're hitting, right? It's making you crazy. But when you think about what happens when you back off, think about what happens when you wave them in and you smile and you decide, completely undeserved, I'm going to be kind instead. It's like this weight lifts off your shoulders. That person is still firing the bullets. They're still being just as mean and rude and unkind, but they're hitting you and bouncing off. You've just taken away the power of that person to make you crazy. And that is an example of sort of the supernatural, miraculous power that God has given us in this fruit of the Spirit that he asks us to evidence every day.
Mm, that's good.
That is good stuff from Shanti Feldhahn. So good right there. Mm. Kindness is not natural. Mm. It's supernatural. It is a character quality of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in our daughter's lives. So one of the things we want to do as moms, where we want to start, is by praying for the Holy Spirit to be present in our daughter's life so that he would produce the fruit of kindness in her life. But there also is, as we're going to see in our scripture verse today, a responsibility for us to practice kindness, to do a little bit of work to instill that into our daughter. So what's our key verse today? Shani, would you read that for us?
Proverbs 16:24, and it says, "Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body."
This is good. Now, if we zoom out from this proverb and we look at what this overall book is about, it's a book that contrasts the wise from the foolish. And that's something that you see a lot of in Proverbs. You see it in this particular chapter. I think we talked about that last month, is that there's this contrast. Do you want to be a wise woman, a wise girl, or do you want to be a foolish woman, a foolish girl? And that's the question that's being asked here today. We're always on one side or the other. Are we on the side of wisdom and God, or are we on the side of foolishness and Satan? There's no middle ground. That's what the Proverbs teach us. But that's as we zoom out. I want to zoom in on a specific word, the word honey. Yes, honey is sweet. Honey is wonderful. But honey isn't the wrong kind of sweet, like Nerds, right? You know what I'm saying? Those are not good for you, as much as I was tempted by one today. They're not good for you. Those little Nerds knots.
Nerd gummies.
They're just something. So but those are not good for you. Honey, however, is nutritious. It has an antibiotic property. It has a healing property to it. There is not only sweetness, but usefulness and goodness in honey. And that's, our kind words are like that. They have usefulness. They have healing power in them. But what I really want you to see as we look at this is it takes work to produce honey. Honey just doesn't happen in the honeycomb. It's a lot of work for those bees. I did a bit of research here and I want you to hear this. The average honeybee takes 10 trips out of the hive each day. On each of those trips, it visits between 50 and 100 flowers to collect the pollen. And yet, listen, a single bee makes only 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey in its lifetime.
In its lifetime?
In its lifetime.
Wait a second. Are you sure?
I double-checked this. It's work. But when it works with others, when it works with others, it creates something powerful and healing.
Wow.
The beauty of honey. It creates a vat of honey when it works with others. So isn't that cool? Likewise, kind words do take effort. They take work on our part. That's not to say that we produce kindness. As I said before, the Spirit does. The Spirit produces kindness in us, but we can be responsive to the Spirit's work in our heart, and we can present kind words. And think of it this way. The honeybee doesn't produce the pollen that's collected to make the honey, right? But it does do the collecting.
It does.
All right? So in the same way, God's Spirit produces the raw material of kindness. And we get to do the work of teaching our girls and our boys and ourselves that kindness needs to be presented to the world, that it has a healing power and that it's good. Kindness doesn't come out of your sweet girl's mouth on its own. It will come out of her mouth as we pray for the Spirit to be at work in her heart and in her life, and also as we teach her the beauty and the value of treasuring the work of the Spirit in our life and presenting it with kindness to the world around her. Whether it's a best friend who's forgotten to be the best friend, or whether it's a bully in her classroom, or whether it's a sibling that's really struggling with jealousy, we can teach her to respond with kindness. And that's what we want to challenge you to do this month. We want you to take the kindness challenge. This is going to make the work a little bit easier. Instead of being that honeybee out there just collecting 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey, we're going to work together and create a vat of it this month in the month of March.
That is awesome. I love it. Like 1/12 of a teaspoon?
1/12. Are you devastated by that, Shannon?
I am devastated by it. I'm just thinking about Winnie the Pooh and like how he just takes that honey and sometimes I feel like he's wasting it. Now I'm like, that bee worked hard.
Yes, do
but
not.
They had to do it together.
Listen, don't waste the honey.
Don't you waste
that
honey.
That was a lot of work for those honeybees.
I mean, and we can do this in our home. So like, then we'll be the queen bees.
Yeah,
right?
We'll be the queen bees. I see what you did there.
I'm just saying.
I like that. All right. So we want to turn this kindness thing into a bit of a challenge. And we're going to go back to Shanti's book. Listen, you really do need this book. It's called The Kindness Challenge. And I've read it three times. I love it. It stirs my heart up. You know what it is the spirit stirs my heart through reading Shanti's book. That makes me want to be kind. I really want you to do it. Listen to the subtitle. 30 Days to Improve Any Relationship. This could be the relationship between you and your husband. This could be the relationship between you and your daughter if it's a little bit tense. This could be a relationship between your daughter and one of her siblings if that's not working. Or it could be someone outside of the home, a friend who's a frenemy or something like that. This book will give you everything you need, tools, wisdom, encouragement to really apply kindness to that relationship. And as Shanti said, you're going to see results.
I love it. And actually, Shanti, I mean, she's phenomenal. She's actually been asked to consult at schools, but not Christian schools. And we're talking public schools, okay, to apply this kindness challenge to their culture with great results. And the majority of kids at these public schools, they're experiencing bullying on a regular basis, but not in those specific schools where Shanti has been with her kindness challenge. If you just look at the statistics there, they've seen a shift in the mentality of those students. So this month, Mom, we are challenging you to do something similar as a mom-daughter challenge. I'm going to do it in my home with my girls and my boy. And we're going to introduce this True Girl Kindness Challenge. It's inspired by Shanti Feldhahn's Kindness Challenge, but ours is made just for you and your girl. So whether you focus on one specific person or just work on your mom-daughter relationship together or spread kindness through the whole family, here's how it works. First, you're going to say nothing negative to or about the person or people you're focusing on, okay? So to or about, all right?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you cannot talk about hard things or if your child has done something and they need to be they need to be held responsible for it, that's fine. You do that. But you're just going to do it better. You're going to do it with kindness. We're not going to.
This is good for me as a wife, as a mom, even as a grandmother. Like, if I need to correct a child or if I need to confront my husband, not that happens in the Gresh house.
Yeah. No.
But, you know, there's a short didactic way of doing that and getting the job done.
Yeah.
There's also a spirit-led, kind way of confronting and challenging things. And
for sure.
So we're not saying you can't say constructive things to your children. We're not saying that your daughter can't say constructive things to a best friend. We're just saying we're going to put the reins of the Holy Spirit on her tongue.
That part.
When we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's number one.
And then the second part of this is you're going to share one positive thing daily. So you're going to praise or affirm them to their face and tell someone else too, if you can. That is just, I mean, that's just so amazing. It's one thing to just, you know, say it to the person. But when you're talking, you're speaking well. That's what the word bless means, right? You're speaking well of. You're saying these great words to someone else about this person. And how good is that? And this month, our True Girl subscribers, you get our printed kindness poster and kindness cards. And these are tools that are going to help you do this, okay? They're going to help turn your home into a hub of kindness. But if you're not a subscriber, you can still get these as downloadables. It's our free gift to you when you make a donation of any amount to support the ministry of True Girls. So whether it's $1 or $100, it doesn't matter. Any amount, we'll email you the downloadables. Also, you can subscribe to the box.
Yeah.
You can always do
that. That's the best way.
That's the best way.
We're actually kind of giving these as a downloadable, hoping that you'll see the quality of these tools in our subscription box and say, man, it'd be so great if I didn't have to print that. I would love it if they just ship it to me in a box with Devos, with a mother-daughter date, with
charms,
all the fun tools,
all the things,
the stickers, the memory cards, all that kind of stuff.
You'll get
but
it.
We want everybody on this kindness challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for a gift of $40 or more, right, we'll send you a copy of Shanti's book, The Kindness Challenge, to go with those downloadables, all right? So it's simple. It's impactful, Dana, and it's going to be fun. It's not going to be this arduous task. Right?
We're making it easy with these tools so that it's not just like, hey, let's be kind. It's like, how are we going to be kind today? Oh, let me look at my poster. There's an idea here. I'm going to write a note on my kindness card to someone in my house who I'm really feeling convicted that I need to be kind to today. And then they can put a little sticker or a check mark. If you're a subscriber, you're going to get stickers. If you're just getting the download, you can put a check mark or color it in, something like that. So it's simple, it's impactful, it's fun.
I love it. It's we get to practice this, and they say, what, it's 30 days to create a habit?
That's,
you know, I'm just excited to do this. You know, I was thinking about something when you were teaching earlier. You were talking about the fact that it just doesn't come, you know, like, oh, this kindness. And so many times, you know, you hear people, you know, say, well, you know, like, I'm a good person, or they're a good person. They say nice things all the time. But is there a difference, Dana? Like, is there a difference? You know, like, all of us would love to think, you know, our children are just the bee's knees.
Oh, I see what you did there.
And, you know, like, they, oh, gosh, they speak kindly. They're really good kids. But is that good enough? Is our good enough?
Yeah. No, it's not, according to the Word of God. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, the Bible says. So our kind words probably don't have a lot of value either.
Outside
of the anointing of the Spirit in those words. And then they have efficacy. Doesn't it feel good when somebody says a kind word to you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It changes your day. It changes your outlook. It changes your emotions, right? I think that's because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in those words.
Fueled by the Spirit.
And there is common grace. It's not like the Holy Spirit can empower the words of somebody who's not a believer, because there's something called common grace that everybody gets, the presence of God's grace in their lives. But there is a special power to it when you're doing it from the heart of Christ, right?
Yeah, I love it.
I love that. So I'm in on this challenge, and I want to say one more time, we are not the source of kindness. God is the source of kindness. But as moms, we want to be teaching our daughters to go to the source, to get the pollen of kindness, and then to spread it out as the sweet honey that has power to heal. It has power to just bring sweetness to the environment, to the world. And we want to invite you to do that through the True Girl Kindness Challenge this month, in the month of March. Hope you'll join us.
Thanks for being with us today. Join us in 2 weeks for another episode of the True Girl Momcast. Are you tired of hearing harsh tones and unkind words in your home? Dana Gresh gets real about how a gentle word can shift the atmosphere and help your daughter speak with kindness. And mom, it all starts with you. Mom, get ready for a box that's buzzing with goodness. Our March True Girl subscription box is shipping now, and it is all the buzz. Yep, it's our Be Kind box. As always, we'll have the daily devos written just for tween girls and a mom-daughter date plan to kick off your kindness challenge. Your sweet girl will find treats like a honey lollipop and a honeybee lip gloss to help her remember to keep her words sweet. Plus, more curated items to cultivate kindness, including the Be Kind poster with 30 days of creative ideas to practice kind words and actions. Each time she completes one, she can add a daisy sticker to the poster and watch kindness bloom. And we've crafted a set of True Girl Kindness cards for her to write notes of encouragement all month long. And to make this month extra memorable, she'll get a sparkly bee charm to keep kindness on her mind long after March has flown by. Don't miss out on this box that's full of fun, kindness, and God's love. Head to mytruegirl.com to subscribe today.